Senator Martin Heinrich is serving his first term in the U.S. Senate, following two terms in the House. He had several topics on his mind as he arrived from a tumultuous week in Washington, including the March 1st sequestration deadline that will slash the federal budget by $1.2 trillion.
I mean, it's really the whole budget, with the exception of programs like Medicare and Social Security. You're looking at education, the Pentagon, the bases and Department of Energy installations here, our Department of Interior and U.S. Forest Service jobs here in New Mexico. This is not something any of us should be embracing.
But Heinrich laments that some of his Republican colleagues might vow to let next week's deadline pass and allow severe spending cuts in domestic programs and core government functions to kick in. And he says that would cause irreversible damage.
If they embrace sequestration, I think they're going to turn around once they see the actual damage and come back to the table. And, you know, some of the damage won't be reversible at that point.
The Federal Office of Management and Budget warned the Senate Appropriations Committee on Thursday that cuts of $500 billion, or 9.4%, to the National Nuclear Security Administration over the next 10 years could hamper the military's long-term readiness and training and result in possible closures of Cannon, Kirtland, Holloman, or White Sands. Los Alamos National Labs could suffer $46 million in cuts, resulting in hiring freezes and furloughs. But Senator Heinrich remains optimistic that an alternative to sequestration outlined on Thursday by Senate Democrats could avert a budget crisis.
It's a combination of more manageable reductions in spending and some revenues from places that I think are completely realistic and reasonable. Basically, it implements the Buffett rule, some of the savings that we would have seen in the farm bill in terms of direct-to-corporation subsidies, and uses that money to make sure that we're not eviscerating our defense, our support of education, and other programs within the budget.
The so-called Buffett rule that would require a 30% minimum tax on millionaires is highly unpopular among Republicans, as is the idea of defense spending reductions of $27.5 billion over the next decade called for in the plan. Republicans have offered plans to reduce the deficit by billions of dollars by attrition of open federal jobs. House Speaker John Boehner says he will look closely at any plan that passes the Senate. In part two of my conversation with Senator Heinrich, we'll discuss immigration, gun reform, and the Violence Against Women Act. For KUNM, I'm Deborah Martinez.